What's up, addicts? I am Patrick Allen, and the Kansas City Chiefs have won a football game. I am here with Big Matt from ArrowheadAddict.com, senior staff writer. Big Matt, the Chiefs are 1-3. How about that Matt Castle guy?
Boy, you gotta like what you saw from Castle today, and it's obvious. We all saw him and Haley on the sideline. I don't know how many of our addicts were reading those lips. I know I was. There were some serious things being said there. And after that, Castle looked like he was a little bit more confident. Looked like he was fired up.
Had a little bit of fire in the second half.
Our offense started moving a little bit. I liked it. Liked to see it.
He threw for about 260 yards, 99 in the first half. So something definitely changed. He was taking more shots downfield. So now what does this say? I mean, obviously the game was on Matt Castle. The running game wasn't that great. The defense obviously played well. There's a story there, but I think the real story of the game is Castle. Everybody, even the biggest Castle homers have given up on him, Big Matt. Does this mean we have to give Matt Castle a second chance, or is it just Matt Castle performing well against a bad team like last year?
It's always so hard to say with Castle. He's led us on such a wild ride, I feel like. I want to believe that we can see that guy week in and week out. And if we can believe that, then we can move forward without having to think about drafting a quarterback, and we can move forward with thinking about this still being our team, you know, and that's what I want to do. It's tough, though. You could easily just see Castle revert back to the way he was. And part of this is maybe Castle got fired up and started playing better, or maybe as a result of that altercation, Haley just took the training wheels off a little bit, or the offensive coaches did. Castle was obviously pretty fired up about what had happened on that last play. He told Haley he didn't know what he was talking about. I have to think he gets upset about how they use him. And so maybe as a result of that outburst, they took the training wheels off a little bit, and we just saw what happens when you took the training wheels off. That's really what I would like to believe, is that this is what our offense can do when the training wheels are off, when we aren't running Tom Jones up the middle and calling draws on 3rd and 11, that maybe we can actually be a team that moves those sticks a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Castle, look, he threw the ball downfield in the second half, and what was really great was that he was spreading the ball around. He hit Dwayne Bowe, he hit Steve Breslin. He made some beautiful passes to Steve Breslin in this game. I would say I saw more beautiful passes. I haven't seen Castle play this well since the Tennessee game last year, which was the last time the Chiefs won. Back in December of 2010. So obviously with this win, they've definitely, Todd Haley's not going anywhere. I've been saying that there's a chance he could be fired at the bye week. This team's still playing hard. The defense is really coming around. Very impressive given the Eric Berry injury. I think they've got a shot to go into Indy next week and win and go into the bye week 2-3. I don't know how they'll do against some of the more stiff competition, but you've got to like what you saw from the Chiefs today, whether they were playing an 0-3 team or a 3-0 team.
Yeah, it's good to see your team win again, man. It's tough to... I was talking with somebody earlier today about how it seemed like, up until this point this season, it seemed like 2010 just never happened. And we were just going from 2008 to 2009 and then right to 2011. Just being bad, being used to it, expecting bad things to happen. So even if it's only a 22-17 victory over another 0-3 team, it's nice to just know that that's still in the cards for us. I mean, that's sort of what this win means to me, I guess I would say.
Yeah, and the confidence that it gives the team is important going forward. Hey, let's look at it. LaRon McClain tweeted earlier this week, we told you on ArrowheadAddict.com, the Chiefs are going to go and win the next 5 games. That's one down. I don't know if they're going to beat the Chargers or the Raiders when they play them, but confidence can go a long way, as we saw in the second half with Matt Castle.
Can we count the bye week as a win?
Yeah, I think we should. It won't be a loss, that's for sure. Hey, we'll see what happens around the rest of the AFC West today, but with a few losses, the Chiefs could climb back in it. But we're out of time. Chiefs victory, 1-3. I'm Patrick Allen. This is Big Matt, and this has been another edition of AA Radio. Peace.